Okay, today's daf is Tainis daf Gimel. Tainis daf Gimel, and the Gemara here discusses all about the additions of Masha Veruach Marta Gashem and other related issues, what you have to say, Geshem and Tal and Ruach. And the Gemara here on Amud Beis discusses clouds and winds. Says the Gemara, Tana, Ba'avim Ubaruchos, Lochivu Chachamim Lahazkir. The Chachamim did not mandate mentioning clouds or mentioning winds. Right, tal and matar, the dew and the rain, that's the key. V'imbalahazkir mazkir, if you don't have to mention the winds and the rain, if you want to, you want to. My time, but why do you, is there no obligation to mention the winds and the clouds? My shayma, bishim delo me'atzri, because they never stop anyway. So we daven and we pray and we ask for certain seasons that come up. And if something's always there, something's always there. There's no reason to ask about it or praise about it. Says the Gemara, Velo Ma'atzvi, is that really true? V'atanya Rav Yosef, don't we have a discussion of it does stop sometimes. We see different types of winds, different types of clouds, etc. Right before that, though, we mention that what happens if somebody does mention it? What happened if somebody does mention it? Says the Gemara. Bimos hachama. Amar Masha v'ruach in machzirin oso. If I said Masha v'ruach in the summer, it's okay. Amar morada gosha machzirin oso. Because rain during the summer is a curse, and therefore, I'm not allowed to mention that. Bimos hakshamim. Lomar Masha v'ruach in machzirin oso. Amar morada gashim. Lomar morada gashim machzirin oso. We have to mention morada gashim in the winter. Velo od. And here's our line for today, the key line. El afilu amar ma'avir haruach. Even if you said this unusual lashon that we don't say ma'avir haruach, right? Let the wind pass, and the Hashem is ma'a, or Hashem is ma'avir. Hashem makes the wind come, and ma'fria chatal ein machzir noso, right? You don't. We're not machzir, but we're not supposed to say that though. So we don't have to like go back if we said these unusual lashonos. But achronim or medayik. Are you allowed to just talk in the middle of Shmona Esrei with things that you don't have to say? Not in the Shomea Tfila section where there is an extra space to add in. But the Gemara says here that this doesn't ruin it. You don't have to, ain't machzir oso. It doesn't ruin it. So if you look in the Ritva here quotes his Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim, and he says the following, and this is a machlokas we've shown him, Vishamati me'echad me'rabosai, says the Ritva. Yesh omrim. Whenever you have to go back, all of these halachas that, oh, if you forget, you have to go back. If you finish the bracha already, it's too late. Right? It's too late, and therefore, unless there's somewhere else later in the Amida that you could add in, let's say I forgot to say v'sein talamatar, instead of v'sein bracha instead. So, if I finish the bracha already, mevarach hashanim, it's too late to put it in. So maybe there's another place to put it in after the bracha, but I can't go back. But if I didn't get to the end of the bracha yet, I didn't do the chasima, I just went a few words later, then I can go back. And you can say it properly, you can say the chasima properly. And then he adds, and even in the places where you wouldn't have to go back if you totally forgot. There are some of those. Zachreinu l'chayim, micha mocha, those aren't even in Shas. So sometimes if in a place where I wouldn't have to go back, even if I totally said the wrong thing, mikol makom, still, if I didn't finish the bracha, it's good to go back. Mikol makom, kol shesiyeh mosa bracha, ava bishlo hizchel ba'acheres asmuchala, yeshdo b'din chazara. Even if it's something that if you totally miss, then you don't have to go back. Still, if you still have a chance to say it, at some point, then it's better to say it. Ubishem harav achasid, and this is the somewhat controversial line. Up until now, what do we say? You forgot something, you just go back and repeat it. Shafilo amar baruch ato Hashem. What if I'm at the end of a baruch hashanim? I forgot to say v'sei talamater. I said v'sei bracha by mistake. I say baruch ato Hashem, and then I remember I have to say v'sei talamater. So now what do I do? What do I do? What are my choices? I already said shem Hashem. Says the Rav HaChassid, quoted here on the Ritva, Misayim Kikore Batora Lamdeni Chukecha. We know there's a pasuk at Tehillim, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, and we know at other points, if we start saying a bracha by accident, right, a couple of days ago, we had a shiur about bracha She'ina Tzricha, or bracha Levatala, so if I start saying those three words, I could save myself, because I could say La'adeni chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, I'm all good. And therefore, it's not a bracha levatala. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that you're in the middle of the Amidah. You're allowed to learn in the middle of the Amidah? I'm just going to learn some Torah? What verbally? So the Rav Chazit says, if I said bracha Hashem, finish up La'adeni chukecha, so you didn't make a bracha levatala, even in a context where if you would have said the whole bracha, you wouldn't have to be chozer bo. You're Shmon Esrei. It doesn't matter. Still, you're still considered kilu. You didn't finish yet. Kedin kol sheratza levarech v'naflu peiros mipiv v'chayotzi bo. Like the case we know in Hilchos Brachos, like we discussed last week, a couple of days ago. If I'm about to make a bracha on an apple, I said baruch Hashem, and then the apple drops and it goes down to gutter and I have no more fruit. And what am I supposed to do now? So I said l'amdeni chukecha. That saves me. If I didn't, I say Baruch Shem. Okay? V'chayotzi bo nimsa shlo siyem v'rchaso v'chozer l'amar karoi. Af b'makam shlo amar l'hachzir she'en zu chazara. That is the Ritva in the name of Rav Chassin. The Ritva himself says v'ein kein das g'doli atzarfatim zal. Right? The g'doli atzarfatim, the great French rabbis, do not agree to this. They said, if you start at Baruch Hashem, that's it. Just go to Mevarech Hashanim. You can say it right afterwards, maybe you can say it in Shamayat Fila, but that's already considered the Chasima. Kol Shehizchil, but Chasima, once you started, Chosim B'holech L'darko B'machav She'en Machzir Noso. In a case where you wouldn't have to be Choser Bo, then just keep going. Aval, B'machav She'en Machzir Noso, Osa Kein V'Choser L'Dino. If, in a place where you would have to go back if you forgot it, so then maybe you can, V'had V'cholu. Okay, that is the Ritva in the name of his Rebbe. And again, he quotes others that argue. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah here, not here, in Kuf Yud Dalet Sivav, says something similar to the Rav of the Ritva, the Rebbe of the Ritva. If somebody forgets, Masha Berurah Maragasha, right, in the winter. Al Kalpanim, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, nearly. Dim Achar Sha'amar Ve'ela Maisa, Im Achar Sha'amar Barakata Hashem, Nizkar She'Shachach Mashiv HaRuach. So what do? Lo yigmar es habracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Don't finish the bracha. Ela yisaye mandeni chukecha kedei sheyehe kakori a pasuk levad. So it can be considered as if you're saying a pasuk, right? You didn't say a wrong bracha, and then you go back to atagibar. V'yachzer lebashav aruach v'yigmar kaseder v'hu adin b'yala v'yavo. In b'yala v'yavo k'hai gavdei shivshachach v'niz karachas shara bracha l'Hashem. Yisayim lamdeni chukecha, instead of saying a machzor shchirasa l'tzion, say lamdeni chukecha, v'yachzer achar kach v'yomer yal v'yavo v'sechazena kiseder. So the Mishnah Berurah says it by Mashav Erech Mered Hashem, which you would have to go back for, by yal v'yavo, in the cases where you'd have to go back, u'le'inyin talu matar, what about talu matar? So why is that different? Why is talu matar different? Because there you have a later point in Shmon Esrei that you might be able to say it. Right? Mashav Erech Mered Hashem, or Yalav Yavo, those Yalav Yavo is after Shomei Tefillah, so you're too late. And Mashvaruch is a praise. That doesn't go in Shomei Tefillah. But for saying Talumatar, you have another chance. That's what he says. That's a chiluk. Talumatar gamkein. Lefize nire, dim shochach laskiro be'emsa, v'siyim birchas hashanim, af shalo hizchil teka. If you didn't start the next bracha, we call Malkam Shuvlo Yomar Khan Talumatar, Ta Yoloch Omer, Bushabet Tefillah, V'yatzol Choliyama. You can say it by Shomei Tefillah. So Pasha, he's saying also, if you said Baruch Hashem, don't say Lamdeni Chukecha, but just say it in Shomea Tfila. So what's the Chiddush of this? So again, we always know Lamdeni Chukecha is better, but the Chiddush here is that you're in the middle of davening. You're in the middle of the Amidah. So you're trying to fix your bracha to say Lamdeni Chukecha, but you can't say Psukim in the middle of the Amidah, out of the blue. So Rav Moshe Feinstein argues, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, we passing like the other Rebbeim in the Ritva. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, he argues on this Chafetz Chaim, Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen, Tzadi Gimel, in a tshuva from Elul, 1976, Tav Shalam Edvav, Hatoa Betilaso, B'yala V'yavo, U'bemashav Aruach. So he quotes this Biralacha, and he quotes this Ritva, and he says, Avahu Tamu Ma'od, I don't understand it. Shalom Muvan Klal, Havadai Borer U'pashut, Sha'asur Lilmod Apsukei Torah Be'emsa Tfila. You can't learn in the middle of davening. Right, and even if you want to say you think about learning, you can't verbalize learning for sure. Ubeemsa brachas vahalomid beemsa uefsa gamur ubitel brachazu. If you say a pasuk in the middle of a bracha out of nothing to do with the bracha, you were mavatal the bracha, you ruined it. Vitzarech iyin gondol. And therefore, I don't like this. V'lachin l'maisa lo nirash yasuke. Don't do this, says Moshe. El etzorach l'sayim. Reset brachat Hashem. Say mechayim esim. What are you supposed to do? L'sayim mechayim esim. V'amach shishkinasa l'tzion. Say the brachas you're supposed to say. V'lomar masha v'ruach v'yal v'yavo. Kimo b'ma yinizkar achar gomar ha-bracha k'rav yav ha-rasha pasku b'kein b'tur v'shulchan arach. Say it right there. Say it right there. No, that's better not to say lamdeni chukecha because that is a bracha in the middle of they're not supposed to say v'nira da'afla chokim ala ravavi avrash, which we didn't see, should suffer to the kivish gamar bracha zorach lachzor. Even for those who argue that you can't say it right after the bracha, tov nami, still I don't think you should say lamdeni chukecha, right? Ligmar hamachzor shkinasa latzion u'machay mesim lachzor l'ritzei. It's still better to go back to ritzei and not say the wrong bracha. Ki avshi sfar lo mar dila ditu lo yigmar. You might say for them. It's better not to make a finish. Delachin yarviach diuchal haskel bialav yavo viacharav zachzena v'leisarach lower ora pama shema shema lakenu. The tchilas ritzei. Still, you might say that you'll save it. You want to go back to the beginning of ritzei. Abal ein lasos kain ki barachat Hashem u yoser aser mi bracha levatala shayal kapanim dvar of divrei shevach lamaisa yigmar and just say it afterwards. So that is Ramosha arguing on these other shitos. Related to this is not a bracha, not about kizalam deni chukecha. Right? There was a question that's dealt with by the poskim already for the past couple hundred years. What about if somebody just adds in words having to do with tefillah in English, in Yiddish? Right? Let's say somebody is davening Baruch Ato Hashem, Ay Heilika Evishter Bechaya Hamesim. Somebody allowed to just translate God, Rabbanu Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adding in words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of tefillah. Is that okay? And this was asked over the past couple hundred years. And this was asked of Shlomo Kluger in Shuvas Tuf Tam Vadas, Kama Simin Reshid Aleph. Al Masha Shalom, Sach Betfilah, Kinahu Bizvanenu. The Minog. The people start talking to Hashem, the little davening. Not in Shomayat Tefillah, where of course you can say anything you want in Shomayat Tefillah. There are special sections. There are special nuschos, even not nuschos, areas we could add in any tefillah in any language. But he says what many people do: she'omrim kadome bebirchas atagibor in the second bracha. They say below levdiger gut halfins help me v'kadome. So asking help me in atagibor is for sure probably not good because that's a praise bracha and this is a beseeching. But imazeh havei hefsek. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Nira Ladidi, Hine Ladidi Nira Hadin Kach. De Imhus, he's Bechalik. If it's Betzibur, then you have more flexibility. Kiva de Mutter Lehis Palo Bechal Lashon. Since you could daven in any language, Havi Bezeki Lu Hosef Lashon HaKodesh, Ezatevus, Ubezevadi Lo Avi Hefzik. So he says, whatever you did is Ki'ilu, you said it in Lashon HaKodesh. Because Tzibur, you're allowed to daven in any language. So any language equals Lashon HaKodesh, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, therefore it's not a Hefzik. Tahare benuchas ha-piyutim. We add in piyutim. Look at the machzor on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mosifim kama dvarim. Vavtavi lashon bakasha. Even though it's bakasha like my problem I just mentioned, zachrinu l'chaim is also bakasha. But that's okay. Gam bepiyutim yimsa harbe bakasha zala asid vein zehefsik. Avalim im bispalo biyachid. Bazel asorim dafer lispalo b'shar lashon vadi avi hefsek vavi kesicha b'teila. So he says it depends if you're davening b'tzibur or you're davening b'yachid. If you look in others though, if you look in the Imre Yoshe, Rav Arik, Rav Meir Arik, 1855 to 1925, he was asked this question: Misha Omer b'tfila b'shmon esrei o b'emsa tfilas birchas kriyashma rabona da'al makula o heiliger ebishter im havi hefsek. We're going to go all Yiddish today, right? Lefiane is daiti, says the Imre Yosher. Bidiyeved, kisha amar kein lo ave hefsik. So we'll see the split here. Rav Meir Arik says, it's not a hefsik. Vein zarech lachzor l'rosh, kiva sheyesh l'dvarim elu shayochus l'tfila. Because there is a shayochus to the tfila. You're davening. It's part of davening. Ugedola mizu matzasi b'magin avos l'rabbeinu ha-me'iri. He quotes the Me'iri, one of the Me'iri sefer of Magin Avos, defending early customs. Shekasav ba'amar amen achar birchas atzmo. If somebody said amen after his own bracha, which is not the minhag of Ashkenazim, shemavarech berchas akol niyeh bedvaro amen. Or if you amar beferish acharkach, kel malach neman, lo avi yafsik. Kivach is a kima bracha. It's a kima bracha to say amen. So even if you said amen to your own bracha, it's not called a hefsek to make a bracha again. Even though you're not supposed to, still it's not a problem. And therefore he says, after be'emsa shmona esrei, even though You can't answer Kedusha in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You don't say Yesh Be Rabba in the middle of Shemona Esrei, because that's because that's nothing to do with your specific davening. That's just praising Hashem in general. Avar Bona Da'alma V'chadome Sheyesh Lo Kishur Lo Havei Hefzik B'Di'efet L'chadchila V'adein La'asos Kein Av Sheshamano Migdoli Olam She'asu Kein Lo Kala Rotz Elito. And even if you've heard of great Rebbes or great people that do it, L'chadchila it should be done B'Di'efet, it's okay. One more in this camp and then we'll move over. The Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein. Obviously, you know his background. 1967, Brooklyn. This it was written in Gimel Sivan. So again, he quotes his attitude is one of flexibility. He says the Rashba says in the Tshuva that it's only called a shinui regarding mishana mibracha shematbeach hachamim if you change the end of the bracha, the ikra bracha, not if you just add something in between. Kol she'ena mishana be'ikra bracha, ela be'emsa bracha, umosa ve'ezat tevis, ein ze mikri shini matbeya. That's not called shini matbeya. And here, if you're adding in, Rabona da'alma o'heliger e'bishter, bevadai ein ze bechlal mishana, v'gam l'nin hefzik ner delo havi, ela havi kemosa v'anosach bracha. You're adding in, there's no iser. And I saw where Shlomo Kluger said in Tuftan Vadas, who is machalik between Yachid and Tzibur, I don't think there's a problem, even be'yachid. Vehine mevur that mispala betzibur like a shumisur bedavar. Betzibur is not a problem, but I think even biyachin is not a problem. Hayote midvareinu, says Rav Menashe Klein. Nira de'im bazem yishim hefzik. V'yavsha kasua go'onim delachad chilein la'asos kein. And even though earlier go'onim said you shouldn't do this, lo kasvu kein elo lahamon. Delav kol arotza li tola shem yito. For most of us, most of the hamonan, you shouldn't do this because you can't have perfect kavana in these additional words. Mikom akom, misha kavanasa ritsuya vade imaznichodoso. But if you really have kavana, it's okay. Ukefia nira hayu be'emes dogin oz harbi b'nei adam pshutim l'dabre b'shmon esrei. And this seems to be the minog that many held. L'chein echmir d'lachadchilu yasokein. Aval b'nei aliyah lekab azeshum iser. L'chulu. So all of this in one camp of Shlomo Kluger and the Mishalach is l'chulu. Rav Moshe Feinstein is not as forgiving as the others. He does not feel that there's any flexibility here. It is a hefzik. It can ruin the tefillah. And especially if you're not following the nusach of Chachameinu Zal, right? And let me just the Dalasha if you're Arachaim Chela Gimel in Rav Moshe. Especially if you're not following the exact words that Chazal tell us, you know, it's not something that should be followed. And even though you have heard that great Gedolim and Rebbes might have done this, I don't think that you could paskin based on that. We might not want to question what some others do, but again, it's not something that we should be following. I'm just going to get the Lashon. But again, this is part of the larger discussion of Hefsekim. We've been talking about the Hefsekim during davening of words. Obviously, Hefsekim of other types are also a problem. Ramazim and doing other things in the middle of the Amidah is also a problem. Here, even in one sense, it's more extreme because it has to do with verbal Hefsekim. But again, if you look in the Ishei Yisrael, there's a whole parak about Hefsek during Shemona Esrei. I'll just go through it. Like, what happens if a child is bothering us in the middle of Shemona Esrei? What if there is an alarm going off? What if a sitter falls down and I want to pick it up? What if my talus falls off? Right. So all of these are different hefsekim where the poskim go through. If you look at the whole parak here regarding hefsek in parak lamed beis, b'kivet shabbos palo tefila shmona esrei nechshav komi lefnei hamelach tzorach lizoher shebeemsa tefila lo yazuz mimkomo v'lo yidaber b'divurim she'ena mitfila, and not say anything that has nothing to do with tefila milvak shishchash sakanas tefashos, unless there's sakanas tefashos, so then that's different. But other than that, not. So I have the tshuva of Rav Moshe chela gimel simen ches. He says umashera malos kvodo should tzadik echad asa kein ein lashgiach alzeh. You saw a tzaddik that does that. You know, it's not the way for you to be mashgiachad. Ve'ein anu achra'im al ma'isav. We're not achra'im on the ma'isav of a tzaddik. Ve'atat zorach lasos kedin. She'asal shanos kefisha tiklu chazal. You just have to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You know, I'm not judging, says Rav Moshe, but I'm just telling you that it's a problem. So again, you get a different feel reading this tshuva of Rav Moshe. Again, to read the beginning, he says, V'yesh l'chavim anuschosh shetigvelon chazal. Chazal had unbelievable kavanas and neviim. They made this tefillah. Shetigvelon kivik mina kol makam shebazeh udin kavan of lo lachzor atevos. Even repeating words. Rav Moshe says, if it's tunes and songs, okay, Because those aren't words in between. Ay, ay, ay. And, sounds. That's not a hefsek. I'll give you if it's a letzorach hatfila. But repeating words or even saying other words, he says, for sure not. He says, Daha, if it's a bestaver, do where motor, ain't no kashogig linyin zeh. So, ain't a chazara inyin knas, and let me show them amazed, shalom husrach lasuach, vasach, are we lower at someone's fala katikna. It's not a knas, it's just you said something in the middle that ruined it. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, I think it's a problem, and therefore you shouldn't be adding in any words. Okay, this is the machlok of the poskim, but this was about hefsik dibur in the middle of davening. We'll stop here.